This is LMR Radio, episode 20. Welcome to this edition of LMR Radio. Joining me via the Skype phone is Mike Hoffman, former host of the now pod-faded podcast Brick Nebula, and Andrew, who is, of course, the editor of BZ Power. As always, we're going to be running through the news for this past week, and then we will be discussing a topic, which is themes we want brought back. So that's what the agenda is for tonight. Starting off with the news, our first item is Axel Force Bites the Dust as a theme. Jan Beyer announced via 1000 Steam that the line will be discontinued now. So guys, first off, what's some of your opinions on Axel Force? Do you like the theme, or are you glad to see it go? Mike, we'll start with you.
Actually, I have really gotten into this current wave of the theme. I like the organicness of it versus before where it was just all straight mech. I kind of like the mechs with the bug stuff, and I really like that look and feel. But the only comment that I've been reading online that kind of makes sense, it looks like Agent might be what's taking over the Exo-Force stuff, but that's all hearsay.
Andrew, what were your thoughts on the Exo-Force line?
I was kind of surprised to hear that it was canceled. It was kind of, there's some great mech builders out there. I was kind of simplifying it for younger builders to be able to make their own mechs. And I thought it had been doing pretty well with, I'm more into Bionicle, and I know a lot of the people who go to BZ Power were very interested in that theme as well. So kind of shocked me.
With this line failing, it makes me wonder what LEGO's approach is going to be in the future. Mike mentioned the Agents line, which looks pretty similar to the Exo-Force with the minifigures having a bit of a cartoonish type feel. Do you think this type of feel works, guys, or compared to some of the more classical themes that they've had with more simplified characters and stuff, do you think that maybe there's a lesson here that LEGO could have learned from the Exo-Force line?
Well, I guess since Exo-Force hasn't been doing as well as I thought, that maybe the cartoony kind of aspect maybe isn't such a good idea. But I guess they have done it in the past. There's the previous spy themes that had personalized individual characters. But I guess those didn't last too long either. So maybe in the long run, it's better that LEGO sticks with some of the more classic themes.
Yeah, that was Alpha Team, right?
Yes.
Mike, do you have any thoughts on that?
I thought it was a good storyline. They had, some pretty good cartoon tie-ins. I don't know. I think they were trying to capture a market that, the whole anime and Power Ranger, a lot of Dragon Ball Z, and even the Avatar stuff, I thought wasn't too bad of a tie-in, but it just didn't. I don't know.
Yeah. What?
I don't know if kids today are just more interested in playing the cards or collecting the cards, or I just don't, it's interesting that it just never seemed to connect with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the justification for killing the line or, whatever.
Yeah. There was also a lot of decals that this line had on all the mocks, which looks to also be carried on into the Agent theme from what I can see, so it'll be interesting to see how that line does compared to this one. Moving on to the Walmart story, which appears Walmarts in Canada will no longer be selling LEGO due to the fact that the government in Canada asked the retailers to lower their prices because of the increased value of the Canadian dollar versus the American dollar. And because of that request, the retailers went to the LEGO and I assume Mega Bloks as well, to ask them to bring down their prices, and LEGO would have none of it. So Walmart in Canada will no longer be selling them. First off, guys, do you think that LEGO's being fair here? They're saying that because their sets are priced at the Euros that they shouldn't be brought down. Do you think that's a fair thing for them to say?
Well, as far as the pricing goes, I've talked to people all over, and the pricing has always been higher in Canada no matter what the exchange rate, and in other countries too. Australia, I know, always mentions the higher price of sets than in the U.S. And so I'm not sure exactly what LEGO does to determine the pricing of their sets, but I think that there is some justification perhaps to consider lowering the prices, yeah.
All right. Now, with Walmart not selling LEGO, something that's going to happen is Mega Bloks is going to take up that shelf space, and this could have, I think, a big impact on LEGO, both in Canada and perhaps more, if this isn't resolved soon. Mike, do you think that if Mega Bloks sets are lining the shelves in Walmart, that it might put up their stock like it has already? I think their stock went up 12 cents or something after some problems in 2007. So it's good news for Mega Bloks. I think this will do LEGO a lot of harm, both in Canada and perhaps in America as well.
I wouldn't imagine in America, but...
You don't think we'll have a trickle effect in there across the border?
Yeah, you know, we sneak up there.
I don't see that happening.
Canadians will sneak down into the United States to, you know, smuggle LEGO back. You could always...
Well, I don't know about in America, but in Canada, in almost any store that you're going to, Zellers, which is another big box store, you see just as much, if not more, Mega Bloks than LEGO. Now, obviously, Mega Bloks is a Canadian company, but what's it like in America right now in terms of Mega Bloks and LEGO and sharing the shelf space?
Generally, what I see is LEGO usually has a little more shelf space. Say like a full aisle, LEGO will be about maybe 2/3, 3/4, and Mega Block will be the rest in the, you know, construction area. So they do have a good presence, but I think LEGO has the better brand name recognition, and people know that.
Is that the same with you, Mike?
Yeah.
The
bully here, though, I don't think is really, you know, it's not LEGO caving in. I think it's Walmart. I mean, granted, I think LEGO could lower their prices a little, or at least make it competitive, you know, now that the Canadian dollar is so strong. But really, I think Walmart's just taking advantage of the situation.
Oh, for sure. But that is, I think this is going to hurt LEGO. If Mega Bloks get stronger in Canada, I can only see them getting stronger in America as well.
Well, I think what you're kind of looking at is that instead of people going to Walmart and buying LEGO, they're going to buy Mega Bloks. What I can see happening is instead of people going to Walmart, they'll go to places like Zellers and other stores to buy their LEGO sets, and that it could have the potential to hurt Walmart. So I think both parties should try to be resolving this issue as soon as possible, because that has a potential to hurt both of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too bummed if Walmart gets hurt by this, but... Brickfair has announced their YouTube video challenge, and pretty much what you have to do is create an advertisement for Brickfair, get some views, and then you get to win a $100 gift certificate. In my opinion, this is very unfair judging on Brickfair's part. Views, like, if you look at the top views on YouTube, it's all rubbish, so...
Yeah, it's funny. Because all you need to do is, you know, every day go and hit your own video and, you know, keep driving up your numbers and get your friends to hit your video and keep driving up your numbers. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty creative.
I think it's interesting, but I agree that it might not exactly be the fairest way.
But here's a tip for anyone who wants to win this. Just create a nice little video. Maybe have a little shot of a LEGO girl minifig. And then add the word sex into your title, and you're going to win. I guarantee you that. That's pretty much all you need to do. So,
but I think the whole idea is kind of cool, though. I mean, to get LEGO out there and to have people make videos and, you know, and to advertise that their event's coming up, I think it's a great tie-in.
Yeah, well, Brickfair has nothing to lose here. Definitely not. I guess depends how many people do and stuff, but... Alright, so LEGO recently this week asked Brooklink to get the word LEGO out of all their store names. This seems like a reasonable thing, but my only question here is what took them so long? Like, they've had their fair play policy for so long, and it's always said, can't have LEGO, so They finally gone down on Bricklink. Do you guys see anything wrong with this, or?
I'm kind of surprised it took them so long. I mean, I've run into this problem on kind of secondhand. Originally, BZ Power was BionicleZone.com, and maybe like a month or two after that domain name was registered by John, who was running the site at the time. He still helps out, but they asked him to change that. So yeah, it's pretty surprising it took them that long.
Well, being a Bricklink seller and not having Lego in my name to begin with anyway, it really didn't affect me. But it seems odd that Lego Legal would come down on you know, basically Bricklink sellers, because it, you know, the amount of money that they make or the amount of traffic that they get isn't that much. I mean, unless they're getting customer support complaints. But, you know, you would hope people that's buying Lego from you would understand that you're not a Lego company, so there shouldn't be any brand confusion there.
Well, I think the thing is that they just want, this is kind of the standard that they're setting, isn't it?
Well, it's always been with the domain names. And I think Troy came back and said, you know, as long as you're not misleading your customers that will make them to believe that you're the Lego company, you're using the name fairly.
Has it always just been domain names, or I thought it was site names as well?
I think it's always been domain names.
Yeah, definitely domain names. I think it might have applied to site names in the past, but I think this is kind of going even further than that, since, you know, a store on Bricklink isn't its own website. So, I mean, I think, you know, you go to Bricklink, you realize that it's not part of the Lego company, so any stores on it would not be part of the Lego company.
And then some people do have their domains that, you know, they have bought domains that basically forward them to their Bricklink store. But most of those, you know, again, if domains are bought with the word Lego in it, most, you know, they're going to get a cease and desist order. So, and the most people that do that don't tend to have Lego in their name to begin with anyway, so... It just seems like it's odd.
So, Andrew, in your example of BZ, or as I like to say it, Zed Power, have you guys ceased using the word Bionicle, or do you still use Bionicle's own power?
It's pretty much we exclusively use BZ Power. I mean, if you go back, you know, we won't say that, you know, we were never called Bionicle's own power, and that's still what it stands for, but we just don't have that text or any images containing that phrase anymore.
Now, isn't that because you want to stay away from Lego coming down on you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, after, you know, we did try to check with them before registering the domain name, but I guess they didn't get back to us fast enough, and John registered it, and, you know, it took them a little while to process everything, I guess, their legal department, and then they told us to stop using it, so that's pretty much why we stopped, yeah, it's because of Lego.
So I've got to think that...
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but I've got to think it's more than just the domain name. It's the site name as well. All right, so the Lego has announced, or there has been two new castle sets leaked this past week, the Castle Battle Packs and Ultimate Castle Chess Set. With the Castle Battle Packs, it looks like you get 5 new soldiers in each pack. The other set, Ultimate Castle Chess Set, has also been leaked. This looks like a pretty awesome set, but did we need another chess set? This is like the third one. Do you guys enjoy these chess sets, and do you want to see them in other themes as well?
It's the fourth one.
The fourth one?
Yeah, we have two castles and one Viking, so this would be the fourth one. The first one was Knight's Kingdom 2, and then the second one was the Knights versus Skeletons.
Okay, I stand corrected. This is the fourth one. So,
yeah.
Mike, would you like to see these chess sets in other themes, or do you think we have enough of them?
Pirates in space. I am a pirate in space, but, you know, that's beside the point. But my comment on this one, though, it looks like somebody barfed up castle on this, because it just looks like it's too complex to sit down and actually play a game of chess with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, they look like they're overly complicated building stuff. And
yeah, they do seem detailed.
Depending. I mean, if this is a set that you build with, that might be good for the pieces. But in chess sets in the past, they've been glued together. Like, the legs have been glued onto the torsos, which, I don't know, if you're going for people, it's not too bad. You just can't switch out the torsos. But this one, you know, if it's the same prepackaged, made in China, and everything is glued together, I don't know if it's going to be a big hit with people. And that's yeah, my big question.
That kind of eliminate the point, I think, of a UCS set, because isn't it technically like the UCS castle chess set, I believe?
Well, it's pretty amazing what Ultimate whatever, whether they call it that or not. I don't think we have any official word on this yet, do we?
I've just seen pictures and people speculating on it so far. So
yeah, so they'll probably come out in a little bit.
I know one thing I noticed about these, not this one in particular, but one of the last ones that came out. One of my friends recently picked it up on clearance for like dirt cheap. So obviously they haven't been selling that well if LEGO's trying to get rid of them. So we'll see how that goes for this one.
But the other good thing about it, though, is there's dwarfs and there's ogres, and there's a lot of those castle, well, like the ogre. Until they release the next wave of castle, you know, you have to go out and buy a $40 set to get the ogre. And that's kind of pricey. I mean, the only other speculation I've heard about this set is that it might be pricier.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Looking at that set, it probably would be pretty pricey. All those tiles and the fairly large rooks pieces and everything. I don't think it would be $40, probably be more than that.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the topic for this show, which is going to be themes we want to see revived by LEGO. Before we started the show, I asked both Andrew and Mike what themes they had picked, and both of them had picked Pirate. So, and that's what theme I'd picked as well. So I think we're all pretty unanimous on this. All right, so Andrew, if you want to start, and you can give a couple points as why Pirate should be revived by LEGO.
All right. You know, back in the day, the two, I think, biggest themes were Castle and Pirates. I mean, you had the huge castle sets and the huge pirate ships, and LEGO's kind of brought back those big castles, and I think they need to do the same with those giant pirate ships. They've had a lot of detail, a lot of minifigs, a lot of playability, and it's something that would be good to see back.
Well, let's think about it. We've had three Pirates of the Caribbean movies out, and they've been pretty big smash success. They've kind of missed the boat. Rumors of a fourth movie, so you know they might be able to get a product line out for them. That would be nice. The other thing is, it's just pirates are cool. Period. they do need to update a little bit. I mean, what they've done with the castle line, amazing. That they've brought out ogres and dwarves and stuff and orcs. They need to do that with the whole pirate theme. Davy Jones or, kind of not necessarily steal ideas from Pirates of the Caribbean, but, you know, there's some mythology there that they could pull things from and maybe do some more of the more evil pirate, the Black Pearl type thing where you've got a ship of the undead sailing the seven seas after certain pirates. You could do a tie-in with skeletons or the whole skeleton line with the castle, the last wave of castle. I think there's a lot of potential there if they wanted to play around with that.
You can't take too many ideas out of Pirates of the Caribbean as Megablocks took that line.
And they've done a reasonably well job with it, but, you know, I've had friends that have bought the sets and, you know, Megablock quality, and they're, you know, it's a good idea, but with the quality of the set.
Yeah, it's Megablocks. You don't really need to say much more than that. Would you guys want the Imperials and the other soldiers brought back as well?
I always liked those, yeah. And they could possibly, you know, go back to the Islanders again when they did that for a little bit or in the early 90s, and those were some interesting pieces as well.
Or the other thing is you can tie back into the whole ninja line and do sort of the Chinese junk again.
Or you could have Pirates versus Ninjas.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Pirates versus Ninjas.
It'd be, the web phenomenon.
Yeah.
The other thing is you could have the whole, I'd want to see a few more wenches.
Another thing they could do would be kind of like with the Viking sets where they would have, you know, like the Viking fort and like the mythical monster. They could do like, you know, a smaller pirate ship and a sea monster kind of thing. And they could kind of go for that sort of idea to get a little more mileage out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you guys like the versus like the creatures. We're seeing this in the castle, and we saw in the Vikings. Are you guys a fans of that? Like mythical creatures fighting the minifigs?
To be honest, looking at books of, God, I can't remember the guy's name on Flickr, but Nim, I think is the call name that he goes by. Looking at some of the creatures that he's used from, you know, parts of different creatures from, you know, a lot of these different sets and then creating his own creatures are kind of interesting. I think it's great. The dragon, I actually used one of the Viking dragons in a display. And after I put it together, I was skeptical at first because it did Bionicle parts in it. I'm not a big fan of Bionicle. But once I put it together and started playing around with it, it's like, this is awesome. This is sweet. The dragon. And I've got the sea serpent that I need to sit down and actually put together from the Viking set. And I know it does have a lot of Bionicle pieces in it, but honestly, it does look kind of neat. And I think once I've actually sit down and put it together, it'd probably be an awesome creature to play with.
And to work this Bionicle piece is class to me,
yes. Yes.
And
I have a different respect for Bionicle pieces. I mean, the Bionicle dragon that's been at Brickworld and Brickfest a few times, I'm blown away by it. A lot of things that I've seen over on the space side that have worked Bionicle pieces into their work, I'm blown away of the creativity and stuff that they've done with that. Chris Giddens did something with one of the stupid badges from the large minifigs, the castle 12-inch dolls. He worked one of the shields into like a back plating for one of his things, and it's like, I would never have thought of that. But anyway, I digress.
All right, so we'll move on to our selection for the mock of the week. Andrew, would you like to go first?
Sure, I guess. My selection is probably something, you know, most people haven't seen, but it's simply called Robot, made by our member Darth Vader, who's a pretty good mockist or MOC or whatever you want to call. And it's a very simple little thing, but it's kind of creation that you can put a lot of little, you know, greeblies and details into.
And for me and Mike's mock, we have both selected the same. Ephraim's Garden, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It was a mock crate for the Black Fantasy Contest and the Apoca Lego Contest. And it was by Brian Kazanovitz, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. So what in this mock do you like, Mike?
I was never a big fan of Tremors. But if they did Tremors like this, I would actually watch it. This is an awesome, awesome use of the whole monster thing that we were talking about earlier. I think this is a great use of those pieces.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it actually has got a nice little story to it. It's got a nice feel to it. You know, it does look like what Tremor should have been. Minus Kevin Bacon. Anyway. The only thing is, I really want to know what he used to make the hump, because you actually see the worm come out of the ground and has a minifig. He's got a minifig in his tentacles that he's down on, but you've got what looks like tires that makes the worm's body, but then you also have like half tires. To me, it looks like half tires that makes where the worm is actually moving through the ground. And it's actually popping up in space in places. So it's a great use of parts. It's amazing.
And the reason why I like it is not because it's amazing, but it reminded me of an old time radio drama that I listened to long ago about worms that had steroids dumped on them coming out of the ground and taking back the Earth from the humans, and that just, when I saw that, I was like, oh, awesome. So that is why I selected it. All right, I believe that does it for tonight, so great to have you both on. So thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to LMR Radio. Just a quick note here, that banging that you are hearing in Mike's background was not, as I had originally suspected, the Iraqi weapons of mass destruction finally appearing. Instead, those were the Disney fireworks. So not only did you get to hear conversations about your favorite toy, but you also got to enjoy Disneyland. So, 2-in-1. If you have any feedback for the show, you can email podcast@lml.org or comment in our blog, which can be found at radio.lml.org. You can also subscribe at radio.lml.org to be sent episodes as they are posted. Please remember that LML Radio is not in any way, shape, or form affiliated with the LEGO Group of Companies. Until next time,
Brick on.